Well, joining us next is a serial entrepreneur. He has already started at least three companies that we know about. He's worked at the Boston Consulting Group. He managed to put together one startup called Current. This was a news magazine for college readers. It was acquired by Newsweek. His second startup was a print and online media company for alumni communities. That was acquired by Atlantic Media. But he joins us now in the role of the founder and the chief executive of Coupang. This is the online, let's say, Amazon-like retailer in South Korea. Bom Kim joins us here in our Interactive Broker Studios. Bom, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What's the connection between starting two media companies, successfully selling them, and then going into the world of retail?
I don't think there's an industry connection. I think we have a mission statement at the company called, let's create a world where customers ask, how did I ever live without Coupang? And there's not an industry or specific sector mentioned in it. What we mean by that is, let's create a customer experience that's not 5 or 10% better, but 100 times better. We believe there's two types of companies in the world. One that's going to have just an incremental improvement in people's lives, and one that will have, and another type of company that will have exponential impact. And I think what drives entrepreneurs is dreaming about having that kind of exponential impact on customers' lives.
What does that mean for retail?
So it means breaking trade-offs. I think customers, you get one step closer to 100 times better customer experience when you break the traditional trade-offs that customers expect. So for example, customers expect a trade-off between selection and speed. You can get a lot of selection if you are willing to wait for it. Or if you want delivery within hours, typically delivery within hour services will offer much more limited selection, tens of thousands of items. One of the services that we've launched is called Dawn Delivery. So if you order by midnight, you can get not just tens of thousands of items, but millions of items, 30 times the selection of offline Walmart to your door before 7 a.m. So for example, Lisa, if you find that your child has outgrown his or her winter jacket, the weather's getting cold in New York right now, and if you discover that in the middle of the night, you can place an order for a bigger jacket. It's in front of your door by 7 a.m. so your kid can go to school in it.
Wait, but this is actually very dependent on last mile delivery and the whole delivery mechanism. So how do you work that?
So that's one thing that's been unique about what we've invested in. We've invested not only in fulfillment centers. We have 150 soccer fields worth of fulfillment centers. But we've also built our own last mile logistics network. So essentially a UPS that's customized for e-commerce. And we've integrated essentially the experience from the customer's mobile phone all the way to the customer's door with technology. And that's what's enabling experiences like that.
Well, clearly it's resonated with your investors because back in 2016, you raised $1 billion at a $5 billion valuation from SoftBank from the Vision Fund. And now you're adding, I guess, another $2 billion in investment from SoftBank. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, the Korean e-commerce market is actually one of the largest and fastest growing markets in the world. It's the fifth largest e-commerce market in the world today, on pace to be the third largest in 3 years, just behind China and the U.S. And, our investments in a number of technology platforms from supply chain to data to payment to search and discovery has fueled our growth. We've been growing. Our revenues will approach $5 billion this year. That's 14 times what it was in 2014. And we'll continue, we're excited about leveraging the technology that we've built now to improve our customer experience to be 100 times better.
Just real quick here, I'm wondering how much this is an idiosyncratic experience that corresponded with the incredible growth in South Korea's economy versus something that's applicable to other countries and other markets.
I think this is absolutely applicable everywhere. You've seen first across multiple markets, internet penetration accelerate. Most people are now on the smartphone. Korea was ahead of the curve. It's one of the most connected societies in the world. But it's still behind in terms of how much money people spend online. Korea also, along with China, is ahead on that curve. But it's just a matter of time before where people spend their money corresponds with where they're spending their time.
thank you so much for being here. Really a pleasure. I know you're jetting back to Korea tonight. Bum Kim, thank you so much. Chief Executive of Coupang, based in Seoul, Korea. He is headed back there. Founded in 2010, has already emerged as the largest online retailer in South Korea with a $2 billion investment from SoftBank. It is Cyber Monday today, so a lot of people are going to be taking to their phones, but not at work, of course.